Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And thank you for inviting me into your homes today. Today we are going to be in Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 44. While in Jerusalem, Jesus continues to teach his followers. In today's reading, he quotes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5, and Leviticus 19:18, when teaching about the most important commandment. Jesus denounces the teachers of the law, and while sitting in the temple, he observes people as they present their monetary gifts. And God's guiding word for us this week is prayer. So let's begin reading Mark chapter 12 and starting at verse 28. A teacher of the law was there who heard the discussion, and he saw that Jesus had given the Sadducees a good answer. So he came to him with a question. Which commandment is the most important of all? Jesus replied, the most important one is this. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. And the second most important commandment is this. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. There is no other commandment more important than these two. The teacher of the law said to Jesus, well done, teacher. It is true, as you say, that the only Lord is God, and there is no other God but He. And you must love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your strength, and you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. It is more important to obey these two commandments than to offer on the altar animals and other sacrifices to God. Jesus noticed how wise his answer was, and so he told him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. After this, nobody dared to ask Jesus any more questions. As Jesus was teaching in the temple, he asked the question, how can the teachers of the law say that the Messiah will be the descendant of David? The Holy Spirit inspired David to say, the Lord said to my Lord, sit here at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. David himself called him Lord. So, how can the Messiah be David's descendant? A large crowd was listening to Jesus gladly. As he taught them, he said, watch out for the teachers of the law, who like to walk around in their long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplace, who choose the reserved seats in the synagogue and the best places at the feasts. They take advantage of widows and rob them of their homes, and then make a show of saying long prayers. Their punishment will be all the worse. As Jesus sat near the temple treasury, he watched the people as they dropped their money. And many rich men dropped in a lot of money. Then a poor widow came along and dropped in 2 little copper coins worth about a penny. And he called his disciples together and said to them, I tell you that this poor widow put more in the offering box than all the others. For the others put in what they had to spare of their riches, but she, poor as she is, put in all she had. She gave all that she had to live on. And the key verse for today is Mark chapter 12, verse 30, where Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and with all your strength. You know, we were talking just this past Sunday about how important it is to come to a working understanding of how important God's love is. When you have faith in the Lord, we start off by having faith in His love. Once we have faith in how much God loves us, then we'll have the faith to trust Him to do the right thing in our lives. Amen? All right, let's pray. Lord God, I love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. With praise and thanksgiving, I offer you my humble and repentant heart. as I seek to serve you and my neighbors with a spirit of love and generosity. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we'll be reading Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 31, where Jesus observes the Passover with his disciples. Until Wednesday morning then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.